job is good in the summertime. I like to put butter and salt on mine. Yes, I do. With a knife and stick butter, I get in disarray. So thank God they came out with that squeezy parquet. Oh, corn, 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 corn on the cob.
Alright. Very good.
I think I heard that on the cob.
I think I heard that sung at Corn Palace in South Dakota one time.
Nice.
I like that one.
There's a whole building built out of corn cobs. The Corn Palace.
And I bet it's very well insulated.
Let's bring Mike into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Good morning, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How can we help you this morning?
We've got 5 or 6 lantana in our front yard, and every year about this time, they tend to wither away. I start off in the winter watering them. I think it's about 10 minutes every other day, and I think now I've bumped it up as it got warmer. I think I'm now at about a half an hour every other day, and still they're dying. And it's funny because we've got one that's just beautiful, and the rest of them are dying.
Mike, are you watering with the drip system?
Yes.
Do you know what your emitters, what rate your emitters are putting water on at?
I do not. It came with the house, and the house was used to us.
How long have you lived there?
3 years.
Okay. Well, those emitters are old, number one. So they're not, they may, if they're working properly, be delivering in 1 hour, let's just say about a gallon of water. So if you're only putting 30 minutes on, let's say, just giving you the benefit of the doubt, they're putting a half a gallon of water on, and they're probably not doing that if they're that old. It's just not enough water at one time. You're watering frequently enough, maybe even more frequently than you need to, but you're what my dad used to say, you're just teasing those plants. You're just kind of giving them a taste. It's like the guy crawling across the Sahara Desert and you're dropping a drop of water on his tongue. You need to water long enough to get the water down, you know, a foot or two deep. Even, you know, for lantana, probably a foot deep. That takes an hour or two of water, even with a properly functioning drip system. So what I would suggest you do is go out there and change it to an hour and a half or 2 hours, and maybe go to twice a week instead of every other day, and see if that what that doesn't do for you. Or the other thing you can do, if you want to experiment, just take a hose out there and let it run real slow for a little while. Don't change anything, and just do those certain plants. So if everything else in your yard is doing fine on that, rather than changing everything, just water them a little additional once or twice a week.
Okay. And on the same drip line are several Chinese elms. Does that affect, is that too much water for the elms?
It'd be hard to overwater an elm tree this time of year. They can get root rot, but if you're only watering for a half an hour, you must have a bunch of emitters around. And, of course, all of these plants that are around the elm are also watering the elm as well. But I would suggest you rethink that. Go to wateruseitwisely.com, and they've got a little online, or you can come into nurseries like Harper's and get a pamphlet. It's free. And they've got a whole little worksheet on how to figure out how much to water and how long to water. It's very helpful.
And on a drip line, you can always, like you said, the amount of emitters, you know, you don't have to have this one drip line as this specific plant. You can control that with the number of emitters.
You can add emitters. You can put adjustable emitters, you know, the ones that will actually crank it up to like 10 gallons an hour. There's a lot of flexibility. But the bottom line is, if you think about it, you know, small plants and ground covers, you got to get the water about a foot deep. Most shrubs, vines, about 2 feet deep. And trees, you need to get 3 to 4 feet deep. So you got to think about how long does that water have to run at you know, a little drip, 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 gallon an hour to get down 2 or 3 feet deep. Then I've got to get it around the whole plant. So that's when maybe multiple emitters come into play, or letting it run a long, long time so that you get that entire area around the entire canopy of the plant, tree, or shrub wet to the appropriate depth.
There you go, Mark. We appreciate it. Get that Water Use It Wisely booklet. Julie, food prices are down 4%. Are we going to keep seeing this trend?
You know, we should for a while. It's reflected in the commodity prices. If you watch commodity markets, all of your ag commodities across the board are lower. Farmers are good at what they do. When we are abundant in our production, then it's going to impact you and I. Of course, it's not always to the benefit of the farmer, because then their core prices on some of these food commodities go down. But it benefits your pocketbook and my pocketbook. And right now, we should be buying more eggs, Hickman's eggs, and we should be buying more cheese, because those were two of the most significant down in price items in the market basket this last quarter.
Now, Hickman's is an Arizona-based company. It has 6 million chickens, getting ready to go up to 10 million chickens.
Really?
Do we have a...
They know how to take care of chicks. We're hungry people.
They're chick magnets.
They're chick magnets.
Do we have a big cheese producer in Arizona?
You know, we do. Well, we do. UDA and any of our dairy producers are... The ultimate outcome or value-added product is cheese. So, and we produce, because of our milk, some of the best cheese around.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.